The largest lion airlift started today, 33 circus lions being relocated from South America to a big cat sanctuary in South Africa. Ringling Brothers Circus elephants are performing for the last time this weekend. And tomorrow there'll be a massive burn of confiscated ivory in Kenya at a summit of Africans calling for the end of the ivory trade, which has decimated the elephant population there. Here now is animal expert Vicky Croak is here with all of this. And Vicky, start with that airlift. We saw the pictures of these lions in cages.
Hey, Robin. Yes, there are lions in the air as we speak. There are 22 males and 11 females, and they were rescued in raids or surrenders from circuses in both Peru and Colombia, and they are or will be soon headed to Africa. And their ticket out was paid for and organized by a Los Angeles group, Animal Defenders International, and just in time.
Yeah.
I mean, these cats, as you saw, were in tough shape, broken and rotting teeth, and some had claws removed. One lion is missing an eye, and they were really kept in deplorable conditions.
Well, that's the point. That's going to end.
That's right. Now they've got a new home, the Amoya Big Cat Sanctuary in South Africa, where they'll have bigger, more natural enclosures. And one of the leaders of Animal Defenders International is calling it a fairy tale.
Yeah, good ending there. Well, to Ringling Brothers, circus elephants performing for the last time this weekend.
And shows in Rhode Island and Pennsylvania. Yes, Sunday is the end. And then they'll head off to a 200-acre facility that Ringling runs in Florida.
Well, you know the debate here. We've talked about it. Circus enthusiasts are very sad about this. They say that having elephants in the circus is a place where people can be reminded how much they love them so they can care about them, you know, when issues come up like elephant decimation. But animal welfare people have a different take.
They do. Wayne Pacelli, who's the head of the Humane Society of the United States, writes about this in a new book he's just got out called The Humane Economy. And he calls it a Berlin Wall moment for people like him and others in animal protection. Ringling's had a long and contentious and litigious relationship with animal welfare orgs. But last year, they surprised everyone by announcing their traveling elephant acts would end. And then they sped up the timetable, deciding to bring down the curtain on performances sooner than expected. And they were coming under, as you know, scrutiny, protests against them, city and county ordinances enacted against what they were doing. And many people believe that the firestorm brought against SeaWorld in the wake of the documentary Blackfish, though obviously that was killer whales, but still the backlash may have made a difference.
And it does seem that our thinking about animals and their humane treatment, that there's something going on. There's a big shift.
I totally agree. I think we've seen other social movements in this country make slow, consistent progress over the years, and then, you know, suddenly, boom, we jump ahead 100 spaces. Mm. Many think that's happening right now, an accelerated jump forward in how our culture sees the treatment of animals.
And that brings us to the summit about the slaughter of elephants in the wild.
Yes. So we know that it's horrible. 96 elephants killed each day for their tusks, and conservationists are scrambling to stop the slaughter. Slaughter by well-armed. These are well-connected poachers. Mm-hmm. And they're warning animals could be extinct within decades, which really points out that protections may be accelerating, but so are the threats. So tomorrow we'll see the largest ivory burn to date in Kenya, 105 tons of ivory, some carved and some whole tusks will be set on fire. There'll also be a ton of rhino horn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know even ivory burns are controversial. Does it help? But lots of important people say yes. And we see the president of Kenya hosting other African leaders, conservation groups like Wild Aid, the Wildlife Conservation Society, and celebrities including Leonardo DiCaprio.
Big moment for animal people concerned about animals. Vicky Croak, here now as reporter on all things animal. And we touched a lot of bases there. Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you, Robin.